The party was indeed festive, and most illegal, and therefore a great success. It was held in a sealed-off section of the second floor, an area housing most of the liaison observers and other fleet names. Technically, it was for the press only. In reality, it was for Kent. It was a ceremony, a rite, held in his name for all. The high point of the evening, Felix soon learned, was to be the awarding to Kent of his first battle ribbons. Felix loved the very idea of that. He noticed his own wide grin only when he caught himself laughing out loud at the sight of the forest of brass spread about the room awaiting the ribbon ceremony. His mysterious recklessness had returned, he noted dimly. But it didn't seem to matter. Not here.
"Everyone who is anyone is here," he said straight-faced to Shoin,
only to find that she had left him to join a gaggle of the like-minded. He shrugged and walked over to the bar and had a drink. His first since...
Since when?
Since that last night before. The first night before. As he tasted the first sip of beer, the knowledge that he must return to duty in a mere 4 hours, and the horror of the chance he was taking, seemed not only distant and irrelevant, it was macabrely funny. He forgot those thoughts, too. Half an hour later, he was mildly drunk. He didn't care. He was having too much fun enjoying the crowd. The food, too. Beside the bar was a long table covered with decorative knick-knacks, and, more importantly, many goodies. He had, on very first sight, officially designated the table as his all-time favorite fleet thing. He had remained within arm's length of it since that moment, sipping and munching and patting his happy tummy. Not that the chow aboard the Terra was bad, because it really wasn't. It was famous, in fact, for being the very best to be had, aboard warships. Felix accepted this oft-repeated accolade without examination, though the image of gourmets making a culinary pilgrimage between warships did not come easily to him. On the other hand, he conceded, it was no sillier use for faster-than-light than rending exoskeleton. Even Hamad Renault made appearances. Every half-hour he would stop by just long enough to receive his due before assuming the truly perfect expression of the great leader, who, though at heart a fun-loving fellow, was nevertheless far too dedicated to allow his personal needs to come before his noble suffering neath the awesome burdens of command.
"Wish I could play hooky and stay,"
he would remark with a twinkle before leaving to return to unspecified duties.